K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Eddie Greer checking in here. Yes, usually I'm out running, but I'll be out running a little bit later on August. I'm recording this on August 17th on a Saturday morning, yep, 2024 in the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Football coming up in 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks. I'm recording this 2 weeks from game day Saturday. Soccer just got kicked off. Volleyball is going to get started here soon. Cross country will be starting on the 31st in 2 weeks as well. Everything getting cranked up here for the 2024-25 athletic calendar year. And I'm going to get straight on into it here. So I'm probably going to push. So I'm recording the basement for K-State football. Earlier this week, I recorded the highlight ceiling for K-State. That's probably going to get pushed to Monday, and this will be a Tuesday episode. I got a lot of content still. So you see, this is what happens when you record a lot, and that's what it equals to everything getting kickstarted and you're falling behind. Well, not really. You're staying ahead of, trying to stay ahead of the game here on this podcast. So I apologize for that. But yeah, so the ceiling will be coming out on Monday, because I'm probably going to be doing a long run there. So we're spicing things up a little bit here in the last couple of days between getting ready, trying to get ready for Chicago, work and everything else like that. so the basement for K-State will come out on Tuesday. So we're trying to stay ahead of the game the best that we can, but as I'm recording this on a Saturday morning, yeah, usually I'm out here, usually in the middle of a long run, but changing things up and still coming off of a historic weekend from last weekend, might as well. So I'm trying to do the right thing here with Chicago Marathon closing. For those who don't know, yours truly, EG3, on the verge of getting ready to get ready for Chicago. Chicago Marathon, yes, one of the six of the world majors, so this will be my first. So it's a pretty big deal. So, and coming off of a huge, huge, unexpected mileage run last weekend, so still kind of feeling the effects a little bit from that. But hey, so we got to turn the page here. K-State. Okay, so see, we already said the ceiling was. I got this off of. The idea of the podcast was off of ESPN.com because they had the highest ceiling. Well, we're not going to cover that because that's on another podcast. So you're not listening to that. But the basement, right? K-State football was picked 18th in the AP poll, entering here in a couple weeks, right? So now I'm going to do the ceiling. So those same teams that I mentioned in the ceiling part, that there's some swing games. Well, Wilson, now I only got the last name off of that article, who did K-State, had them at 6-6. That is the basement. That's the bare minimum of before the season. Now that'll be a huge, if that, again, in a perfect world, if that were to happen, that would be a huge disappointment for this team. And obviously, by now, if you've been living on a rock, there's a lot of high expectations in Manhattan, Kansas, and rightfully so. Young quarterback, and let's not forget, this is going to be Avery's first full-time season at the helm at QB1. That has been well established, okay? Now, fact of the matter is, 6-6, something would terribly gone wrong. And I'm going to put the Atlanta Braves in a sentence because the Atlanta Braves has been awfully disappointing here in 2024, and I don't think they're a playoff team. Yes, I said that. On August 17th, mark it down. Yes, I said that. So you guys can laugh at me and all this other stuff. Yeah, and sadly enough, the Kansas City Royals have been much better than the Atlanta Braves. Who would have thought I'd be saying that? Who had that on their bingo card at the beginning of the year? Sure as hell not me. but look, if that were to happen, injuries, and we talked a lot about this depth. We talked a lot about the depth. That could come into play. And even if then so, you got, again, going back to what I said, swing games, right? The K-State season is going to be relied on this, right? You got to beat Arizona. Well, you probably Arizona or and Oklahoma State right off the bat. Those two games right there could potentially make or break your year. In this case, the basement 6-6, you lose both of those games, and both of those games are at home, right? So you got that. I mentioned Iowa State at the back end of the year. The last game, that is on the road in Ames. That's a potential loss. So mark that. KU, everybody hyping up that matchup this year. The Sunflower Showdown, probably the most hyped. It seems to be raised up. I know I said this on the Ceiling podcast. I'm going to say it here. That it seems like every year, this rivalry gets more and more advanced. And I'm in the favor of moving the KU game to the final game of the year, not Iowa State. That's just me. That's four losses right there. Let's see. BYU is another one. And again, like K-State last year against Oklahoma State, that, you know, falling in their face in Stillwater, that has a good potentially be a loss. And I'm going to throw in here, y'all going to get really mad at me. Potential of Carter, let me see here. Either Tulane, because we lost to them in Manhattan. I'm going to throw in here, let's see here. I can even make an argument for Colorado. Yes, I said Colorado. Colorado or West Virginia. That's another potential loss right there. So West Virginia, you got to go to... Yes, there's a lot of people out there saying West Virginia could be that team. Really, Texas Tech. Texas Tech ain't on here as well. So there's a potential... Yeah, there's a real possibility. Not a real possibility. But if this... Again, in a perfect world that... If Wilson from ESPN.com mentioned the ceiling, the basement level for K-State 6-6, you're looking at those. but again, we talk about the swing games. Arizona, Oklahoma State for sure, for damn sure. You want to get off to a good start. And we're going to find out here pretty soon here how this is going to go. Because usually... big games, it takes me back to Florida. Again, it's not a Florida Gator podcast, but again, my second favorite team is the Florida Gators. This is the Pearl Project podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer III here recording this basement episode here on a Saturday. Won't come out till next week. But, yeah, you're talking about, you know, big games, right? And you have to set the tone for the season. And if this were, again... were to fall line 6-6, then again, it'll be a devastating year. Again, but hopefully not. But again, you're leaning on, and let's not fall asleep on Tulane, because Tulane came in Manhattan a couple years ago during the championship run and upset K-State. So all that, and again, you're going to New Orleans this year. Who knows what that situation is going to be. Again, you're going on the road, a young quarterback on the road. So, again, that's why, you know, you point these things out. And then, of course, BYU, who the hell knows what's going to happen up there. These are tricky games. Weird games, you know. Again, K-State every year falls flat in their face. The teams that you should beat. Braves. you just never know what's going to happen in college, especially in college football. You might know in NFL, but you might get every 10 weeks, you might get this random ass upset in one of the NFL games with a sorry team beating a really good team that nobody expected to beat. But in college football, you know what you're going to get. So, fact of the matter is, you know, 6-6, you know, that will be a huge disappointment. And injuries and not living up to the standard will be the reasons why they go down there. But again, we're just what's the word I want to say? I cannot say it. We're just kind of analyzing the reason why. But I mean, we already talked about the ceiling of this team, which again, a lot of excitement around Manhattan, Kansas. And rightfully so. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, again, we're pointing out these same games and adding a couple more. If K-State were to struggle outside the gate, again, I didn't say they're going to struggle. I'm just saying if they were to struggle. But again, this team, I just can't see. I definitely don't see that happening there as well. They're going to be right there in the thick. And again, these swing games, Arizona, even though, yeah, they're in the conference, but this is going to be a non-con game. That's so damn weird. And Oklahoma State, definitely a swing game because Oklahoma State's going to be there. Iowa State, that is going to be a huge game. That's going to be a huge game. Everyone's kind of sleeping on that. West Virginia, I'm more scared of West Virginia or Iowa State. And maybe you could probably take even BYU because you don't know what's going to happen up there. That's one. BYU took Oklahoma to the limit last year up there. So crazier things have happened as we've seen. But look, Chris Klieman and this team, I just don't see. I definitely don't see 6-6. But again, we're just, you know, again, going along with Mr. Wilson of ESPN.com in the basement of what and highlight the reasons why. So, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, we've highlighted a lot of the schedule, and me and Alex over on the Podbean app, we will have our prediction. We will all week next week. Well, not all week. Yeah, yes, all week, because it's going to be divided into two parts. We'll be having our predictions podcast of the K-State schedule officially next week over there. If you have not downloaded the Podbean app, I advise you to do that right now, because me and him, we recorded actually two episodes over there this week. So Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, Greer, the number 3, Eddie, apostrophe S, podcast. Again, that's Greer, the number 3, Eddie, apostrophe S, podcast. So you will find extra bonus coverage of the Purple Project podcast episodes there. That's where me and Alex, we will have more analysis after every Kansas State football game here this season, beginning with UT Martin in a couple weeks. So I'm looking forward to that. So definitely, you're a big K-State fan, you might want to download the Podbean app right now. That's going to wrap things up for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, where it's back to being hot again. Don't worry, K-State Nation. Fall is coming soon, and that means one thing, K-State football is around the corner. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Talk to y'all real soon. Go Cats.